Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you. I'm joined by my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to be talking about Lesson 48 today, and if you would like to participate, if you're first time listening to this or somebody shared this with you at some point, you can find us at blogtalkradio.com/Course Mastery. Do a search for the best hour. You can also find us at our spiritual community's website, True Thought Spiritual Community, truththought.org, truththought.org. And thank you for joining us. We appreciate you being here. Before we begin today's lesson, Lesson 48 in the Course in Miracles workbook, entitled There Is Nothing to Fear, let's take a good deep breath together and join in a moment of silence. There is nothing to fear. The idea for today simply states a fact. It's not a fact to those who believe in illusions, but illusions are not facts. In truth, there is nothing to fear. It is very easy to recognize this, but it is very difficult to recognize for those who want illusions to be true.
Today's practice periods will be very short, very simple, and very frequent. Merely repeat the idea as often as possible. You can use it with your eyes open at any time and in any situation. It is strongly recommended, however, that you take a minute or so whenever possible to close your eyes and repeat the idea slowly to yourself several times. It is particularly important that you use the idea immediately should anything disturb your peace of mind.
The presence of fear is a sure sign that you're trusting in your own strength. The awareness that there is nothing to fear shows that somewhere in your mind, not necessarily in a place where you recognize as yet, you have remembered God and let His strength take the place of yours. The instant you are willing to do this, there is indeed nothing to fear. There is nothing to fear. And so it is. Again, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. Let's take another good deep breath here. One of my favorite acronyms for fear is false evidence appearing real. And I think that nothing else really explains it quite as truly as that acronym. False evidence everywhere we look, false evidence everywhere we see, false evidence everywhere we hear. All of our five sense connection with the external physical world is showing us something that is in and of itself dreamlike, illusory. The appearance is one thing. The essence, the substance, the truth of what it is something completely different. And it is not possible to see when your eyes are blinded, when the mind is blinded by the thinking process and the physical attributes that we assign to illusion, the world itself. And I know that sounds really crazy, but it's really crazy to believe an illusion is true. And can we be fooled? Yes, day in and day out, almost endlessly, even with things that we believe we can rely on, like our sight, our hearing, our sense of smell. How many of us can get through a day without correcting a perception that we've had earlier in that very day, or certainly in that week, or this month, or this year, or this life? We perceive in a moment. And we correct that perception again and again and again. And we're all doing this together. And the world is reflecting the very thoughts that we hold about the world, reflecting it back, validating itself. You want to see a different world? Change your belief. You want to see a world of joy? Let go of fear. You want to see a world of safety? Give no thought to the idea of fear, false evidence appearing real. This lesson is extremely powerful And it points us back to yesterday's lesson that God's strength is the only strength that really, that there is. There is no strength in my own perception, imagination, and belief about the physical world. It shifts and changes in a heartbeat. But God, love, truth, who I am, what I am, how I serve in my capacity as an extension of God, never changes. So our journey here is a journey without distance to a goal that's never changed, simply to awaken to the truth of who we are. There is nothing to fear.
Agreed. Powerful lesson. There is nothing to fear is stated in a denial. And so this is a proper use of denial where we are denying that which is false, that which is untrue, that which is based in illusion. And so we're denying it and we're saying there is nothing to fear. And biblically, this is like the command of get thee behind me, get thee behind me, fear. And that we have the power to deny. It's a clearing away of the obstructions of the awareness of the presence of love, the obstacles to the awareness of the presence of love. There is nothing to fear. Now, I can't help but what jumped to mind as we were reading this was the scenes in The Wizard of Oz. Remember the cowardly lion, and he was like, you know, cowering and holding his tail and you know, muttering and sputtering, you know, that I am not afraid, I am not afraid. And I can sometimes, you know, we can take on that energy, you know, with this. But then I remember the moment where he was given, I believe, a certificate of courage and like given it by, you know, somebody supposedly, you know, the wizard in a power position of authority and wisdom, you know, bestowing upon him his courage and basically saying he had it all the while. And if we remember the way the story goes, all that was occurring when the cowardly lion was being cowardly, you know, was all happening in a dream. It was all happening in a dream.
Yeah.
And, you know, so one of the statements here, it says, in truth, there is nothing to fear. It is very it is very easy to recognize. But it is very difficult to recognize for those who want illusions to be true. And so so where do I want my illusions to be true? Where do the illusions that I've become so conditioned by and so accustomed to that the thought of letting them go, even though they might not, quote unquote, be good for me, is more frightening then their absence is more frightening than what might take its place, you know? And then later it says that the presence of fear is a sure sign that we are trusting in our own strength. And so again, our guidance system kicks in the minute that we feel fear. And fear is masked by anxiety, is, you know, the derivatives of fear can be anxiety, can be anger, can be frustration, can be, you know, attack, can be projection. It can be so many different things. And so, you know, be mindful today that fear wears many masks and that underneath it, though, is I'm depending upon my own frailty, and it means that I am trusting in my own strength, the strength of the separated self, which truly has not a leg to stand on, none whatsoever. And so again, the signpost and the seeming tombstone is a stepping stone to bring to our awareness, oh yeah, there is nothing to fear. And the power of that to arrest, it's like to arrest the development of fear in our consciousness and in our awareness. And in that moment, whether we believe it, we think we believe it or not, we are actually calling on the strength of God. Mm-hmm. We are calling upon our guides. We are calling upon Jesus. We are calling upon Holy Spirit. And it is an act of willingness, even when we think that we don't believe it, to declare there is nothing to fear. And all it takes is a little bit of willingness. A little bit of willingness to deny the false evidence that appears real, to look beyond appearances to what is back of it, and it is always God.
Well said. There is nothing to fear. So we go through this day today, we go forward with the truth in our heart and mind. God's got this, which means we've got this, because there truly is nothing, absolutely nothing to fear. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send my love into the heavens and in